Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. So at the most recent Perry School Board meeting, there was a full agenda of items for the school board to approve, and one of them was for a couple of students in the Perry Community School District with Metro West Learning Center for Special Education Services. Now, as it relates to kind of this agenda item, what is that partnership with Metro West Learning Center?
The partnership is one in which provides specialized services for kids, specifically in the emotional stability area. So some of the kids that need that kind of service, we're able to take them to Metro West and get the services needed in their individual education plan.
Now, how important is that specific relationship with Metro West Learning Center to be able to have a place where those students can go?
Absolutely. It's very important. You know, there's things that we can do in our school and probably every school. And then there's more specialized intense training that is needed in some others. So that's very helpful for those kids that need that. And we're glad to be able to provide that service.
Now, kind of right in line with something similar were two 2080 agreements with Grandwood and Woodward Academy Day School. And can you just talk a little bit about what that relationship is with the Perry Community School District and those two institutions?
You bet. Similar to Metro West, they provide some more intense, more direct services that are in line with the individual student needs. So I think it speaks well for our school, for the different entities that we work with, Metro West and then Woodward Academy. They're able to provide those very needed services, and I think it's good for us to make sure that we reach out, have that partnership so that those kids' needs are met.
Now, it was talked about a little bit at the board meeting about that relationship with Grandwood and Woodward Academy Day School. Do you have like numbers of how many students are using these schools?
Yeah, well, we have a small number. We have two in each of the different services. So small amount of kids, but like I always say, everybody counts. Whether you have special needs or maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum and you have no needs. Well, we all have needs in to a certain degree, but we try to meet all those needs with the understanding that everybody counts.
Now, there was an agenda item that was tabled at the most recent Perry School Board meeting. It was to talk about the idea of Perry Middle School baseball and softball programs. Now, can you just talk a little bit about where this idea came from to include those sports for that middle school?
Well, I think there's been ongoing conversations between the Baseball Association or Little League Association and Softball Association. And just like with what we just mentioned with those special needs kids, there are services to try to meet all kids. So how can we best meet the needs of kids that want to learn the great sport of softball and baseball? Is it better in the different associations, Little League, or would we be able to meet those needs at the Perry Community Schools? So the conversations have been with our AD, Scott Pierce, and those organizations, and I think that they're all in favor of seeing us meaning the Perry Community Schools, take over for those kids that graduate and are going into 7th grade and 8th grade. So it'd be graduating 6th graders, 7th graders, and then also 8th grade. And we hope to continue that conversation, and then we will be talking about that in the November meeting with the school board.
Now, even though it did get tabled, it's obviously, as you just mentioned, it's going to be a discussion and a subsequent board meeting. Mm-hmm. Now, if the board were to okay everything with this, to have that middle school softball and baseball program, when might Perry students be able to expect to be able to participate in that kind of activity?
That would be this upcoming spring. And we need to know for a number of reasons. One, the different associations need to know what they're going to do with those groups. Number two, as we join the Heart of Iowa, all of the Heart of Iowa schools do have middle school softball and baseball. So we said that we'd be good partners in that conference, and we hope that we're going to be able to do that. There will be, you know, a cost for coaches, which is a factor, but both the associations have talked about helping out financially with uniforms, some of the equipment, that kind of thing. So again, we hope to have that partnership so that we all take a certain responsibility, a certain role in helping kids ultimately become better sports as they play in baseball and softball, and that we can be competitive here in Perry and improve our baseball and softball skills.
Now, you kind of talked about it right there, the Heart of Iowa Conference. Mm-hmm. Now, how has that gone so far this year? I know Perry made the switch conferences before the beginning of this school year. So far this year, being in a different conference, how has that kind of panned out for Perry Athletics?
Well, so far, I think very well. We've competed in the cross country. We've competed with volleyball, swimming to a certain degree, because swimming starts to stretch out into some other schools, not just the Heart of Iowa. So that's gone well. We've been competitive. And like we always say, we have to control what we can control. And I think it's a better match for Perry.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.